He that doth the will of God abideth forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the feast of Saint Gabriel Possenti, and he is the patron of youth, and because he was only 24 years when he died. And not only because of that, but because he's very good example for us, always doing the will of God and obeying God's commandments like a little child obeys the commandments of his father. Saint Gabriel was a member of the order called the Passionists, and they are very peculiar or singular order among all the religious orders of the Church. Because when a Passionist makes his final vows, he recites them to his superior, and then superior receiving one's vow responds, "I, on the part of God, promise you eternal life if you faithfully observe these vows." And that is something which in no other ceremony or religious order is guaranteed, that if somebody faithfully observes his religious vows, he is guaranteed the eternal life. Saint Gabriel Possenti lived in Italy in the 1800s, and he wanted very much to become not only a religious, but also to become a priest, so that he could celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass. But he did, but he never got a chance to do that. His ordination to priesthood was already scheduled, but then the war broke in Italy and his ordination was postponed. And during that time, he got sick with tuberculosis and died at the age of 24. Saint Gabriel Possenti is truly the great example of humility and obedience to you, children. He was told often when he lived in his religious house to do things which were beyond his ability. Then he was blamed for not accomplishing these tasks. When he showed discouragement or resentment, he was humiliated all the more. But Gabriel took this rule of full obedience to his heart. When he was late for an assignment or accidentally broke something, he would go immediately to the master's room and ask for a penance for himself. When the laundry was ready for distribution, Saint Gabriel deliberately picked out the torn articles for himself and left the good ones for others. When he was in the refectory for preparing for the meal, he tried to select the poorest piece of fruit or cut off for himself the hard end of the cheese. He always wanted to be perfect imitator of Jesus, always thinking less and less of himself and more to the needs of others and the glory and power of God. But you should not think, however, that Saint Gabriel was a perfect boy. He had his faults, and sometimes he did not succeed in his efforts to be humble. One day in recreation, he was irritated by a remark of one of his companions, and turning on him, Saint Gabriel said, "You can tell a donkey by his howling." But he later begged pardon of the young man and wrote then a resolution in his notebook saying, "I will try never to provoke anyone by using sharp words, nor will I speak in such a manner as to make anyone feel bad. My answers will always be mild, my manners agreeable." And another time he wrote, "I will attempt day by day to break my will into little pieces. I want to do God's holy will, not my own." So, dear children, Saint Gabriel is truly the patron of the youth because of his mild manners and perfect obedience to the rules and the will of God. You should imitate his example by always doing your chores and your schoolwork with perfection, always with mildness and with as much care and attention as you can show. Also, in play, you must always think the feelings of others and that you never say or do anything which might irritate or cause bad feelings to others. And if you should break the rules or if you should make somebody feel bad, you must always ask forgiveness from them. Saint Gabriel is also the great patron of the youth because he showed us how truly become a saint. And it is not by doing extraordinary things, but by doing ordinary things extraordinarily well. When you think of God and his goodness and forgiveness which he has shown to you, and you are always ready to do to others what all those good things which God has shown to you, then you get so many graces to always take others into account and always to think God's will first instead of your own will. And that's the key, and that's the answer of how becoming a saint. Always doing the will of God and never your own, and always thinking and putting the others first instead of yourself. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.